Who has Arctur conferred with? Hank said.
A Miss Donna Hawthorne, Barris said. On various pretexts, he goes over to her place and colludes with her regularly. Fred laughed. Colludes? What do you mean? I have followed him, Barris said, speaking slowly and distinctly, in my own car, without his knowledge.
He goes there often? Hank said.
Yes, sir, Barris said. Very often. As often as...
She's his girl, Fred said.
Barris said, Mr. Arctur also...
Turning to Fred, Hank said, You think there's any substance in this?
We should definitely look at his evidence, Fred said.
Bring in your evidence, Hank instructed Barris. All of it. And names we want most of all. Names, license plate numbers, phone numbers. Have you ever seen Arctur deeply involved in large amounts of drugs? More than a user's?
Certainly, Barris said.
What types?
Several kinds. I have samples. I carefully took samples for you to analyze. I can bring them in, too, quite a bit and varied.
Hank and Fred glanced at each other. Barris, sightlessly gazing straight ahead, smiled. Is there anything else you want to say at this time? Hank said to Barris. To Fred, he said, maybe we should send an officer with him to get his evidence.
Meaning, to make sure he doesn't panic and split, doesn't try to change his mind and pull out.
There is one thing I would like to say, Barris said. Mr. Arctur is an addict, addicted to substance D, and his mind is deranged now. It has slowly become deranged over a period of time, and he is dangerous.
Dangerous, Fred echoed.
Yes, Barris declared. He is already having episodes, such as occur with brain damage from substance D. The optic chiasm must be deteriorated, since a weak ipsilateral component... But also...
Barris cleared his throat.
A deterioration as well in the corpus callosum.
This kind of unsupported speculation, Hank said, as I already informed you, warned you, is worthless. Anyhow, we will send an officer with you to get your evidence, all right?
Grinning, Barris nodded. But naturally...
We'll arrange for an officer out of uniform.
I might, Barris gestured, be murdered. Mr. Arctur, as I say,
Hank nodded. All right, Mr. Barris, we appreciate this and your extreme risk. And if it works out, if your information is of significant value in obtaining a conviction in court, then naturally...
I'm not here for that reason, Barris said. The man is sick, brain damaged, from substance D. The reason I am here...
We don't care why you're here, Hank said. We only care whether your evidence and material amount to anything. The rest is your problem.
Thank you, sir, Barris said and grinned and grinned.